This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So Matthew Judon, acquired by the Falcons in a trade. I don't look down on Terry Fontenot in any way and say he shouldn't have made this deal. He should have made the deal. We needed an edge rusher. We needed experience. The problem was you don't know how this stuff turns out. And, Mike, it didn't turn out in our favor, so he heads the free agency. The Falcons aren't going to retain him. We knew that. But also Nickelback, D. Alford, Mike, has been advised that he will not receive a restricted free agent tender. So, in essence, his agent has been told they're moving on from him as well.
Yeah, good article. I went back and I was trying to figure out which game it was, and that was that unbelievably bad night or afternoon against the Vikings. Scott Kennedy, who covers for Sports Illustrated, had this article talking about D. Alford. Now, again, I don't want to pick on one game, but there was one game that was the absolute worst game of his life. D. Alford played 28 coverage snaps against the Vikings, 7 catches, 126 yards, and 3 touchdowns scored against him. A perfect passer rating for Sam Darnold going up against D. Alford. So that was part of the confusion for anybody that wasn't named A.J. Terrell. And I guess Hughes wasn't as bad. We just couldn't tackle, but Alford couldn't cover or tackle.
Yeah, Alford, 16 games, made 11 starts last season, 83 tackles, 11 pass breakups, a forced fumble, but he's not returning. The Judon thing, guys, and here's the correlation, all right? He turns 33 August 15th. Yes.
And that was Alford, by the way, that was spinning around and fell down on the Justin Jefferson touchdown.
In the Vikings game where everybody didn't know what the hell, it looked like they didn't know what the hell they were doing. But all the stuff that's been behind Judon is just that. I don't think Judon makes any more Pro Bowls, Mike, based on what we saw last year. I don't think he's a Defensive Player of the Year candidate based on what we saw last year. He came here with 66.5 career sacks. How many did he get last year? Five. So at this point, this is the right decision. Let's not kill our organization and go, well, who's going to pass rush the passer? This is the correlation I wanted to make. The news on Bosa today getting released by the Chargers, and everybody's freaking out. I just had another listener. Dukes, what's the chances of us getting him? Zero. Guys, Joey Bosa is not the answer to our problem, okay?
He was the answer 5 years ago.
Correct.
He's not that same guy. Guys, look at the numbers. I don't know where are you getting your information? Okay, you can Google right now. Be Googling Joey Bosa stats. Then you can look at Joey Bosa game log, okay? You can go through and as many different resources at your disposal on your phone. I know young people, you love your phones. Just be Googling it and you'll see. The guy has not been what you think he has been over the 5 Pro Bowl years of his career. He's started 18 games the last 3 years. He's not having the impact. If you watch, the Chargers are on TV a lot this year. You know, he gets to the quarterback. He'd have a couple of sacks, Carl, but he's a shadow of himself.
He is. And so there,
I don't want to pay for that. And by the way,
because we just saw it.
And you're paying for Joey Bosa's rep, and you're not going to get Joey Bosa prime effort.
No, we just saw it. We just did that. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys, as we go around the league and tell you what's going on. And again, a lot of teams are making cap space, making moves. We're still waiting on big moves. These moves that we're talking about, D. Alford, Judon, we knew this. We had a sense that these things were going to – we're waiting on the significant stuff, Mike, that's really going to potentially save us money.
Right.
Or that we'll find out one or the other that they've restructured some of these contracts of some of our best players, because that's the only way that you're going to get underneath the cap enough to
right.
maybe do something. So that is why I keep repeating, what are the Falcons doing?
Yeah, and now we're just kind of curious because you're seeing other fans around the league say, oh, we're doing this, we're getting that, we're going. One thing for sure, we got to cut guys just to make sure we can make cap space.
Correct.
So, I mean, basically, you and I have nailed it earlier in the week. It's got to be Lindstrom for a restructure to move some money so they can create some space in the form of a signing bonus. Same for maybe A.J. Terrell. Same for maybe Jesse Bates, just off the top of my head. I don't know. And by the way, you know, we kept talking about all those guys we got to pay eventually. You know, one of the guys I got to pay coming up in a few years?
Who's that?
Bergeron.
Oh, yeah.
One of my most reliable offensive linemen. Our guards are really great. So we got to get the center. I got Jess Dahlman is going to be out. So maybe Ryan Neusel is going to be the guy, or they've got other plans at the center position. But we're just trying to right now just make the basic payroll. Right before we even talk about adding guys to this team.
Yeah. By the way, you like Daniel Jeremiah, right?
Yeah, he's my guy. Move the Sticks is his Twitter handle.
All right. So Move the Sticks just came out with his top 50 prospects 3.0. He has just inserted Matthew Golden, hook him, as the number one wide receiver on his board now heading into the 2025 draft.
All right.
He was not. Now, understand, when we say this, it doesn't mean that he's the number one guy off the board. It just simply means he's got Matthew Golden as the number one receiver
okay.
to come off the board. And maybe that's at pick 15, 20. We don't know at what point
right.
that's going to happen. But I like the fact that Daniel Jeremiah, he killed it at the combine, Mike, and we're talking about Matthew Golden. This is where guys increase their value. He went to the combine, ran a great 40 time, but his season with Texas was so productive
right.
against everybody, Georgia included. He was eating Georgia's lunch. Even though they won the football game, they didn't have any answers for him. So it's interesting to see, and this is the kind of stuff we're talking about. When you look at these big boards, guys, how evaluations are going to change and how guys are going to move. Look, I still think Jalen Carter is going to be way up there, regardless of whatever you think.
Oh, Jalen Walker.
Yeah. Jalen Walker, excuse me. Whatever you think about size, what some of the stuff I've been talking about, because so many people are convinced, Mike, he's an impact guy.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Daniel Jeremiah. And again, guys, this is just the athletes. These are the players. I mean, now we're talking about by position. He's got Jalen Walker, number 7. So even though he's going to miss the G-Day, I should say the Georgia Pro Day, he is going to be still in the top 10. He's got the 7th best athlete, Carl, in this draft.
Which means he's top 10. Right? I mean, pick-wise, he's top 10. He could be top 5, but certainly you're not letting the 7th best player allegedly in this draft
right.
go beyond the top 10 pick. So this is just interesting stuff as we talk about
hey.
How these guys are going to move up and down.
And somebody that Chris had on our sheet the other day, Jahad Campbell, love the name, from Alabama. He's got him as the 12th best athlete in this draft coming out.
Linebacker?
Yep, linebacker out of Alabama. Meanwhile, just to give you some correlation where we're picking, Carl mentioned Golden at 15. If you're looking for where does it get to where we're going to be picking and who's applicable to us, that's where you got to go down a ways. There's safeties, there's corners. Mykel Williams, he's got him at number 20 right now.
Yeah, I think he's late first round, maybe early second. I still think he's a first round
pick. I'd love
to
be able to trade down and get Mykel Williams and then pick up an extra second rounder or a third. And then that to me would be some great stuff for Terry, man. I'd be raving about that on Friday.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.